wonder what would have happened if someone like Mozart had just been able to create whatever he wanted. How much more music would have advanced in a shorter period of time?
I don't know if that would apply necessarily to either Mozart or Haydn, because their output is quite significant and large, and I cannot imagine their art being greater than it is, in spite of the restrictions that they know that they had to work with, i.e. financial need and the need to make a living, and so they had to compose for a living. So I don't know to what degree they would have created different art if they had more freedom. I think it might have worked more as a stimulus. I mean, Haydn going to England and being appreciated there, and I don't even know if he was commissioned to write all his London symphonies there, but he was working in the employ of somebody who expected, you know, needed celebrations of music, and Haydn was there to do it. So he was given the opportunity and the encouragement to please create music for us. So thus, we've got the 12 great London symphonies. Mozart was forced to travel around Europe while he was still young, and so he created his 4 violin concertos all in 1 year, and I think he did it when he was 19, and so he could play them himself, as vehicles for himself. He needed to play something, so he created something. So again, you know, he had certain expectations that he fulfilled with great works of art. In my own work, and when I program concerts, or when I try to find themes, but on many times when I have limits imposed upon me, my imagination goes further. You know, I find repertoire that I had not thought of or did not even know, just simply by trying to find repertoire that fits within a certain theme. You know, you think you have to have completely freedom for the imagination to go, but the imagination often goes further when it has limitations to it.